This is the Soundtrack Net podcast for the week of December 12th, 2005. Hey everybody, I'm your host, Dan Goldwasser. As you may or may not have noticed, last week's podcast got changed just a little bit after it had initially launched at a new higher bitrate, so hopefully you'll enjoy the slightly higher audio quality of the podcasts from this point forward. We have some new features to tell you about on the website. Danny Elfman scored Serenata Schizophrena, his concert piece for Carnegie Hall, the other week, as I had mentioned in last week's podcast, and now our featured article from the scoring session is up, with photos from the scoring session, which took place at 20th Century Fox. We also have a new featured review for The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, The Complete Recordings, music by Howard Shore. In the article and the review, writer Mike Brennan writes, Howard Shore's Oscar-winning, Golden Globe-nominated, and Grammy Award-winning score to The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring was just the beginning of a 12-hour-long Lord of the Rings saga that would catapult him to the forefront of the film music world. Now, for the first time, the complete soundtrack to the extended DVD cut of the first film has been released in one very pretty package. Each film in the trilogy has a different tone, but in hindsight, The Fellowship of the Ring stands out more than its successors. It is the one that introduces and develops the majority of the key themes that would come to play massive roles in the world of Middle-earth and our understanding of it. Mike goes on to explore the 3-disc set, as well as the DVD included, which is a real treat. It features the contents of the first 3 CDs and high-quality digital sound. There are 4 formats to choose from, depending on your equipment. Most people only have regular DVD players. They'll be given a choice of listening to the album in Dolby Digital 2.0 or immersive Dolby Digital 5.1 surround sound. If you're fortunate to have a DVD audio compatible player, you'll get the chance to hear the music in PPCM 2.0 or 5.1 uncompressed audio. Suffice it to say, the quality is excellent, but one drawback is that it reinforces the wetness of John Curlander's recording, which some people might find a bit slushy. The menus are clear and straightforward, and there's no real visual content. After all, this is about the music. The package also comes with a 45-page booklet with liner notes by FilmScore Monthly's Doug Adams, who is writing a book on the music for The Lord of the Rings. It doesn't give us a track-by-track breakdown, rather it gives us a nice summary and proceeds to go into a thematic breakdown which is notated to demonstrate the themes, where they are used, and their importance. It borders on too much, but it's really fascinating to see how much thought and detail went into the score. It's a lot of fun to give The Fellowship of the Ring a fresh listen in the wake of the 2 sequels, because there is a lot more to understand once all is said and done. It's an extensive album that truly highlights the scale and depth of Shore's work, and remember, this is the shortest film in the trilogy. Mike gave the whole box set 4.5 stars out of 5. For the rest of the write-up and photos of the box set and screen captures from the DVD, be sure to check out the featured articles at www.soundtrack.net. The nominations for the 48th Annual Grammy Awards were announced this past week. The nominees for Best Score are The Aviator, music by Howard Shore, The Incredibles by Michael Giacchino, Million Dollar Baby by Clint Eastwood, Ray by Craig Armstrong, and Star Wars Episode III Revenge of the Sith by John Williams. Best Instrumental nominees were Anakin's Betrayal from Star Wars Episode III Revenge of the Sith by John Williams, The Fairy Scene from War of the Worlds by John Williams, The In Credits from The Incredibles by Michael Giacchino, Into the Light from Lyric by Billy's Child, and Journey Home from Journey Home by Maria Schneider. And in the Best Classical Crossover category, the nomination of note is The Adventures of Mark Twain by Max Steiner, conducted by William Stromberg and the Moscow Symphony Orchestra. Best Song nominees were Believe from The Polar Express, music by Glenn Ballard and Alan Silvestri, Cold Wind from 6 Feet Under Volume 2 by The Arcade Fire, Million Voices from The Hotel Rwanda by Jerry Duplessis, Andrea Guerra, and Wyclef Jean, Square One from Elizabethtown by Tom Petty, and Wonka's Welcome Song from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by Danny Elfman and John August. Don't forget to go to the website and enter the Chronicles of Narnia contest at www.soundtrack.net. Winners will get the special edition soundtrack to the Chronicles of Narnia, music by Harry Gregson Williams, and a few lucky winners will also get a score sheet autographed by Harry himself. Later this week, look for 2 featured articles on the website, including a special article on the technology behind the King Kong scoring sessions, as well as a scoremaker's profile. And now, it's time for the mailbag. Patrick writes in and asks, what equipment and software do you use to record, edit, and produce this podcast? What techniques do you use for recorded phone interviews and such? Well, Patrick, I record the podcast in Sony SoundForge 8.0, and then I edit and mix it together in Sony Vegas. I usually record my interviews over the phone or in person, and for both of them, I end up using my iPod to record them. I have an iTalk adapter for it, which allows me to plug a microphone in, and I have a phone adapter for that as well, so that way I'm just capturing the audio either right off the phone or off a microphone in person, and it usually works out pretty well. If you have a question that you want answered on the podcast, be sure to email me at podcast@soundtrack.net. And that'll do it for this podcast. I'm your host, Dan Goldwasser, and until next time, keep listening.